Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Good morning, Toby. Very well, thanks. And you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Not too bad. We saw Brent trade over $45 per barrel last week after news of a possible vaccine. And we also had news that the International Energy Agency had again cut its demand outlook. Callum, could you start by taking us through that?
Well, I think the thing in the IEA's report, which really grabbed the headlines, were the downward revisions to its demand outlook. So for the fourth quarter of this year, the current quarter, it cut its demand outlook by 1.2 million barrels per day. And for the first quarter of next year, it's cut its forecast by 0.7 million barrels per day. It has only adjusted the overall 2021 forecast down slightly, though, but it's still roughly 3% below the 2019 levels. But the fact it's adjusted the first quarter down quite significantly, but the whole year only slightly, means that it's expecting demand recovery to be slower, but then get stronger later in the year. Now, the important question is, what does this mean for the balance of the market? Well, taking into account these demand forecast adjustments, the IEA sees that OPEC needs to produce 27.5 million barrels per day to balance the market through this quarter and about 26.5 million in the first quarter of next year. Now, if we compare that to what OPEC is actually producing, the IEA estimates that in October, OPEC produced about 24.25 million barrels per day. And that was a little bit higher than in September, largely driven by increases in output in Libya and Iraq. But that suggests a significant deficit in October, because the IEA sees demand for the quarter as 27.5 million barrels per day, but OPEC only produced 24.25. Now, we do need to be a bit careful, though, because included in the IEA's October number was just under 500,000 barrels per day of output for Libya. But we know that Libya is now producing a lot more than that, potentially as much as 1.1 million barrels per day. So if we assume that Libya does produce 1.1 million barrels per day this month and next, that brings the average output over this quarter up to just over 24.5 million barrels per day. And that leaves us with a deficit for the current quarter of 3 million barrels per day. So that's lower than we would have got to using the forecast the IEA had last month, but that's still a deficit of 3% versus the pre-COVID level of demand.
So what does this mean for the OPEC meeting coming up at the end of the
month? Well, if OPEC do go ahead with their 2 million barrel per day increase that they have penciled in, then these forecasts suggest that the market will be balanced in the first quarter, which is probably not really what OPEC would want. They probably want the market to remain in a deficit and for inventories to continue drawing down. So it is as was expected anyway, or at least the market believes, that OPEC Plus will probably agree to extend that the timeline for that increase in production, maybe to the end of the first quarter.
Okay, and the market rallied strongly on news of the Pfizer vaccine. Is this a game changer for oil?
Well, I think we need to have a mixture of caution and optimism over this one. What this does show is very clearly that a vaccine is possible. I think until now it looked likely that one of the vaccines would work, but we didn't know for certain. So this is the first tangible evidence we have that a vaccine does actually work and is actually highly effective. This one's proving much more effective than people had thought. The note of caution is that there are logistical challenges with producing this. It needs to be stored at very low temperatures. And they've said that there'll only be about 50 million batches available globally by the end of this year. So that's not very many. And so that suggests that probably that this winter and going to next spring will still be pretty difficult. But the fact that the vaccine is on the horizon may mean that it's more difficult for governments really to justify extending the kind of lockdowns that we've got going on in Europe at the moment. So I suspect this will embolden policymakers to given that the vaccine is now sort of around the corner, that we probably will see that the lockdowns being ended, and that this will help to support the demand. But I suppose most crucially, it means that life definitely will be able to return to normal in the not too distant future.
Cool. And finally, what are the levels to look out for?
Well, for much of September and October, the price of Brent was capped below about $44 per barrel. And clearly we've now moved ahead of that level. And alongside that, we've broken through all of Brent's moving averages. So that does suggest we may have ended the downtrend that we had from the end of August. But still, this really just puts Brent back into this sort of $39-$46 per barrel range that we had going all the way back till June. So really, this hasn't been a massive change for the market, frankly. I do think the vaccine, allied to what I just said, it sort of diminishes the tail risk, the possibility that we have extended lockdowns and a really serious hit to demand. I think that the vaccine does probably take that away. The rally that we had up at the start of last week, I think to quite a large extent that was also driven by the way that the market is positioned on Brent. Generally, there are pretty limited levels of speculative long positions, quite extensive short positions sort of going into that. So part of that was a result of those short positions being unwound and rather limited long positions. So obviously plenty of scope to people to get behind the rally. But for me to see if this was this was the start of a larger move higher, we'd really need to see a break on the August high of $46.50 per barrel.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thanks, Debbie.